The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome everybody. It's lovely to see you. Lovely to be here with you all. And earlier today, I heard somebody, they were saying something that somebody else had said, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks in some kind of way, and that I stopped to really feel into and listen and think about what this is. And I'd like to share that with you all, and some of my reflections, and then maybe with the guided meditation too, will be an opportunity to maybe explore or discover some of this. And that is this question: what would it be like to live a life of love? A life of love. That means so many different things, and maybe for some of us we'll interpret that differently. There's so many different ways we can understand love. But one way we could say, what would it be like to live a life, without ill will, without hostility, without hatred? What would it be like to come to the end of your life and know that you loved well and have no regrets about the love that you shared with others and that you shared with yourself too? So in some ways, to live a life of love would mean to live a life without fear. Or, I mean, fear if you're saber-toothed tigers, you know, those types of things, of course, that's biological. But maybe if you have the type of love that doesn't have any ill will, including any ill will towards yourself, think how that your experience with fear would be. Maybe you wouldn't have fear of other people not liking you. Maybe not have fear of standing up for yourself and setting clear boundaries and doing what's right. Maybe you wouldn't have fear of reaching out to those that we see are having difficulties or suffering. Maybe we wouldn't have fear when people are happy and have celebrations in their life and have lots of good fortune. Sometimes we pull away from those things and feel a mixture of emotions. But what if we didn't have such a mixture? So living a life of love would mean that we didn't have to defend or protect or bolster a particular view of ourselves, the way that we want to show up in the world. We would just show up in the world the way we showed up in the world. And our interactions with others. Living a life of love means that we would soften our preferences. Instead of, nope, it has to be this way, or I'm going to be angry or upset or mad or whatever, disappointed, whatever it might be. Maybe those get softened. Does this sound like a radical idea, like a crazy idea? What if we hold this as an aspiration, something that's a potential, that we can live a life of love? Maybe right now it's just a little bit more love. Maybe we're going that direction and we're having warm-heartedness, goodwill, as a North Star, as a guiding principle of how we want to approach things, which of course includes loving ourselves, taking good care of ourselves. What would it be like to live a life like that? You know, we often think of really exalted figures in history or spiritual traditions of living a life like that. But there are people who do. I don't know if they have moments of ill will, but I know a number of people who are so much don't have ill will. And it's not that they're just like oozing out ooey gooey love all the time, but they treat everybody with care and respect and attention. And they don't denigrate others. They don't denigrate themselves. What would it be like to live a life like that? So, you know, I just would like us to hold that question as we kind of explore and touch into and maybe navigate our way with loving kindness practice. We can, as you know, we can cultivate loving kindness, and there's a number of different ways we can do it. And some of it can be very intentionally with repeating phrases, but also some of it can just be radiating warm-heartedness, radiating goodwill, in whatever way that makes sense for you. So tonight in our guide meditation, I like to combine these a little bit, kind of like prime the pump, so to speak, with some loving kindness using the phrases. And often we can use our bodily sensation, our felt sense, our physical experience to support our loving kindness. And then we can also use it to support this idea of radiating, of sending out in all directions. And again, not forgetting ourselves. So it's not out so that it excludes ourselves, but includes ourselves. And for those of you who have been to Happy Hour before, you know that part of the reason, or it's not the only reason, but part of the reason why we practice loving kindness is to just make it easier for the mind to incline this way, to make it more familiar, more likely that it will arise on its own when we're not systematically cultivating it. So, to begin our meditation practice, take an alert posture, but let's spend some time with the posture so that it has some ease and some comfort as best you can, and some balance. Sometimes we just plop down on our cushion or in our chair and start meditating, but what would it be like to really feel into the position we're holding, the experience of being here, and finding a posture, a position that feels grounded, supported, balanced, and has a sense of ease with it also. Of course, our body and our minds interact and affect one another. So we can allow the body to support the mind. And then just arrest our awareness very gently on the whole body. That might be a sense of roaming around the body and seeing if there are some tight areas, some areas of tension that might be able to be softened or let go in some kind of way. Without making these areas of tension a problem, something that must be dealt with. You can acknowledge them and recognize that they are there. And with a warm-hearted gesture, warm-hearted attention, just notice them. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, just this noticing can help a shift happen to bring a little bit more ease. And then, what would it be like to have a sense of the whole body? That is, to maybe expand our awareness to include the whole body. In some kind of way, there's maybe a balloon or a sphere around us. Stretching the attention. If this feels too complicated or too busy, you don't have to do this, but sometimes with a stretching and opening, a kind of like increasing the size, so to speak, of our awareness, can bring a little bit more ease, more spaciousness, as opposed to zeroing in on a particular spot. And then we might notice that the body is breathing. Of course it's breathing. What does it feel like to breathe? In just a relaxed, easy way. Just to notice that the abdomen or the chest moves. Or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Right now, we're here. There's nothing else to do, nowhere else to be. We're here, noticing the breath. We can allow the mind to settle, collect, arrive around this experience of breathing, and perhaps also within this expanded, stretched out sense of the whole body, maybe seeing both things at the same time. Again, if this feels too complicated or busy, you don't have to do it. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, a person or a creature that's easy to love, easy to feel warm-heartedness, feel goodwill and care. I have such a sense of delight when I see little goslings. This is the season to see these. I'm calling them little preschools, these group of goslings. They're kind of furry, a little bit awkward, and a number of adults. It's heartwarming. It's really helpful to begin where it's easy. You can feel into your body if there is an interior smile of some sort, a melting of the heart, some softness. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat these phrases to ourselves to help the mind stay attentive to our intention. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allow these phrases to support your intentions of developing, cultivating warm-heartedness, deep friendliness, benevolence, goodwill, Sometimes it's helpful to dip into the bodily experience and use that as a support. Any sense of warmth or well-being or spaciousness, ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to build on this foundation that we're creating, we can extend loving kindness to ourselves, include ourselves. In the same way, you can bring a felt sense of your experience right now, this moment, or a visual image of yourself. Some people like to choose their favorite image of themselves. It might be a photo of that was taken during childhood or many years ago, whenever. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be saved. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Allow yourself to dip into and feel and experience any feelings of warm-heartedness, or ease, spaciousness, pleasure. You can use this to support the development, the cultivation of loving kindness. Any sense of well-being. Any sense of love. Now, what would it be like to put down the phrases and just radiate loving kindness? Send it out or allow it to get bigger and bigger. Maybe you can think about the directions. Maybe it loving kindness towards the forward direction, all beings in the forward direction. In a relaxed, easy way, you can use your imagination to support you. Maybe in your imagination, loving kindness is like a light, a beam of light, a beam of love. What about to the left direction? Sending loving kindness to all beings to the left. Allowing your loving kindness to get as big as it would like and reach as far as it would like. and the right side. About all beings to the right. Share loving kindness with them. Send loving kindness with them. And behind, send loving kindness to all beings behind you. Can you do this with in a relaxed, easy way? Keeping it simple. Doesn't have to look or feel any particular way. And now, what about below? Any beings that might be below? And above. And then in these last few minutes here, what feels like would be the right practice for you? Be nourishing and supporting. You can stay radiating loving kindness in all the directions. Practice loving kindness for yourself or a lovable being using the phrases. Practice mindfulness of the body or of the breath, breathing. What feels like would be right now? Thank you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So now, if you'd like, I'd like to invite you to maybe put a word or two in the chat box. Like, how was that to do this where we started with the phrases and then we moved to just radiating? Did that feel confusing? Did it feel fun? Did it feel spacious? Did it feel awful? I never want to do that again. Or I suspect if it felt awful, you would have maybe just signed off. One person says, loved it. Thank you. So you're welcome to send it to everybody or just to me if you want to remain anonymous. Just a way for me to get warm and free to expand. It's great. Enjoyed the radiating, felt glowing. It's very nice.
Expansive.
Expansive. Thank you, Trudy. Yeah, it's nice to have different ways in which to practice. You know, we can, our minds are inclined that they like one way or another, or we have a greater access to it, or maybe there's just different times in our week, in our day, in our life, when it helps to have a little bit more of the rhythm of the phrases, or to have more kind of the expansiveness of radiating, opening. I just meditated. I couldn't hear. Okay. Yes, Abraham. So now I'd like to put you into small groups as a way to kind of like integrate and discuss and explore. And it's a nice way to learn about ourselves and also to practice deep listening, to extend some of this warm-heartedness to others and allow others to be witnessed and to be seen. As well as we often learn things about ourselves when we hear ourselves speak about this. So there's two things you can talk about. One is this experience of radiating loving kindness versus doing the phrases. Maybe you have some observations or some ideas about that. The second one is to talk about this idea that I introduced at the beginning. What would it be like to live a life of love? This might be a giant topic. It might be a very short topic. But you guys will have like about 13 minutes. Maybe I'll make it 12 minutes here. And to explore this this whole question or this idea. Okay, so here we go. And there'll be about 4 people per room. So it can be helpful to go around the circle. So maybe the first person just says a little bit. You don't have to say everything you know and everything on this topic. And then the second person, the third person, and then the fourth person. And then the first person can go around again. And there's a timer that counts down so you guys can keep an eye on the clock. We'll have, you know, maybe about 3 minutes each total. Okay. Have fun. It's wonderful to see
you. I'm going to go on the compassion retreat with Jan that Diana is doing.
Sorry. Get some last minute words in there, right? At the end of the breakout session, they kicks you out whether you're ready or not.
We're having so much fun.
Nice, nice. I'm happy to hear that. I saw that, I didn't see when exactly it did happen, but I think Felipe and Glenn, it ended up just the two of you, right, in a group, and then there was four of you in another group, so two people dropped out. I think that happens sometimes, right, that people just feel like it's not the right time for them to be sharing. Or
we lost Trudy. She was with us. I thought she was coming back.
Oh, yeah. See, this happens, right? Maybe people, their connection falls out or something like this. So we just have literally like 1 minute or something. It'd be wonderful if people wanted to share a word, a saying, something brief that was inspiring or I don't know, new, touching, whatever you'd like. I'm going to unmute us all, actually, so you can just say your word without having to. There we go. We're unmuted now. Oh, no, we're not. I thought I had.
Myself.
There we go.
Yes.
Abraham, what was that St. Augustine quote that you... I forget what it was.
Love and do what you will. Love and do what you will, which I'm not sure I totally understand, but it seems to me that if you love and are responsible about that love, truly love is responsible, then you can do what you will because you're being very responsible. But that was before my Buddhist days. That was the quote.
But it kind of resonated, you know, because there's like, if you have love as the intention, then the doing what you will was going to work out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it meant to me. I mean, I don't know.
Nice. Anybody else? Yeah.
I like, we were talking about having met very, very difficult people in our lives. And when we do loving kindness, even though you might not necessarily end up having a really warm, fuzzy relationship with them, it does change the way you relate to them. Change yep. you.
And then that just changes the whole ecosystem, so to speak, right? Yeah. Maybe in a subtle way, and maybe you don't see the changes maybe you never see them, but it does kind of change the ecosystem inside yourself, if not out there with the other person.
Well, I've had a lot of pain over how much I hated some people, and I had to work with them. And so when I could do loving kindness, it helped me, no matter what it did between he and I, it really helped me with my own pain.
Nice, nice, yeah. Nice. Okay, beautiful ones. You are beautiful. So nice to practice together. It's really wonderful. It's meaningful. So I wish you all a wonderful evening. I want to respect your time here, and may you have a life that's filled with love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Good night.
Good night.
Diana.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Yes, yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Diana.